talking with my baby over cigarettes and coffee. And to tell you that, dog,
welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Monday morning. There's nothing like a cup of coffee and a good conversation. And that's, well, that was the basis of the conversation we just had with Jana Dutton, who is a Saskatchewan entrepreneur. She owns a number of Tim Hortons, Firehouse Subs in the province. But she also was intrigued about this notion of reaching out randomly. This is how she did it. She sent random messages to people, a lot of which who she might have found on LinkedIn, maybe was connected to on LinkedIn, but not close friends with them, and said, hey, I'm interested in just meeting up with different people, having a cup of coffee, getting to know people. Are you interested? Dozens of them said, yeah, love to do that. And as it went on, Jana realized this would be the good basis for a book. And so got the approval from those that she included in one of three books that she wrote called Conversations Over Coffee. And of course, you learn a lot about people and the similarities of people over coffee. And it led into a conversation that a few of us had here at the radio station about just the strength and value that comes with sitting down over a cup of coffee. And that could be Coffee Row, something you do with a bunch of friends on a regular basis. And that's what I'd like to talk about for the next little bit. It's a pretty simple topic, but so many people do it. Where's your coffee row? Have you got a go-to place? You do it every day? Is it every weekday? Is it Saturday mornings? Is it the same group of people you've been meeting with for a while? 1-877-332-8255. That's the number. Coffee Row for me started when I was a young lad on the farm. My dad loved to go into town for coffee after supper. And mom would go with him sometimes. Mom was a school teacher, so she often would be doing work at home and whatever and decide, no, she's not going to. We lived on the farm, so it was a drive into town. But dad would drive, and we would go into the Belcare's Esso, which was we called it the Highway Cafe, because it was attached, of course, to the gas station. There was a restaurant there. And it would literally be one of those situations. You might walk in that restaurant and there's two people sitting at a table, and within 15 minutes, there was 15 all around the same table, right? You pull the chairs up. No one sits at their own table. Everybody, you amalgamate the tables and people are drinking coffee. And then you the odd person come in late. They hadn't had supper, so they order a bowl of soup or whatever. I'm telling you, I have so many memories of that coffee situation, and especially as a youngster. You're sitting there listening to the conversation, some of which you should, probably some of which maybe you shouldn't listen to. Can you relate to that? 1-877-332-8255. I feel like I've got lots of different examples through the years. You know, last week I was off and I had to whip to a store. It was about 10:30 in the morning, and I was randomly walking through a mall by the food court, which I am never at 10:30 in the morning. I'm here. I'm talking to you. But walking through the food court, there was that same group, big group I just described of people sitting around a number of tables, having a conversation. One of them I recognized. So I go over to talk, and he said, yeah, we do this every morning. We do it every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We meet at the mall. If you can come, good. If you can't, no problem. And we just have a cup of coffee for half an hour, and then they go about their separate ways. 1-877-332-8255. I got a text here from Melissa saying, and all wearing plaid. We probably were. We probably were. Who's your coffee crew? Have you got a coffee crew? Do you regularly meet? 1-877-332-8255. Donna says, we've got a coffee set up in the Harris Hall Monday to Friday mornings for $2. It's great. You probably throw your toonie in the can, have a cup of coffee with about six refills. Donna and the crew in Harris, 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Mark on the road. As soon as I say Coffee Road, does it conjure up an image for you, Mark?
Oh, it certainly does. I've worked at the Deere dealership in Moose Jaw for 46 years, so I know a lot of farmers. And the crew we have, we go to Barobas every morning. We meet there before the doors are open, and it's so cool because I have former customers and guys that farm, cattle guys, gravel guys. Like, it's phenomenal. We solve all the world's problems every morning.
I can imagine. It's everything from Riders and Blue Jays to politics, I'm guessing.
Oh, exactly. Just want to say I love your show. I'm a long-time listener, back to John Gormley, and first-time caller, and this is it's giving me butterflies.
Good stuff. Well, I love it, Mark. I appreciate you you weighing in. I mean, I feel that's the thing. I feel like we all have these coffee row. So I've got a buddy. His name's Bill. From Abernethy, Saskatchewan. He's a farmer. He's retired now. He's decided to step away from farming. But he was a farmer, and he had a seed cleaning operation. And his office in the seed cleaning plant, and if he's listening right now, I'm sure he's chuckling, because it was very rustic. I'll just say that. I mean, it was a well-used office of a seed cleaning plant. But I can tell you, at any given time, there was, especially in the morning, there's a pot of coffee on there. Or if it's a little later in the day, there's a little mini fridge with Diet Pepsi in it. And those old worn-out chairs that he has around that room, I have sat in them many times, along with Bill, along with Brian, who used to work on the farm. My brother's been there before. And I think back to so many, you know, you say, I'm going to stop in, have a quick chat with Bill for 10 minutes, and 45 minutes later, you're still there, embroiled in the deepest of conversations, none of which you intended to talk about. That's what Coffee Row is all about, is it not? 1-877-332-8255. I don't believe it's a dying thing. Coffee Row is not one of those things going by the wayside. It may take on a different look for you in your community, but I would love to hear from you. Let's go back to the phone line. I want to take the call from Fred. Coffee Row, are you a Coffee Row guy?
I'm still working, so I really don't get out. I've got my group of friends that I go to Rider games with. And
okay.
We always get together and do that. But what I want to talk about, I was listening to you today, Evan, and earlier somebody was phoning in and he was quite upset that seniors might get tested for
driving.
Yeah, so this ties that with your Coffee Row story, so just be patient with
me. I'm with you.
Okay, anyway, my dad was a very good driver at the time, but as he got older, he had cataracts, and him and mom they do what I call seeing eye driving. He you know, there's a stop sign on your left, and you know, like stuff. We didn't want him on the road, but eventually he t-boned a handicapped bus, and they made him retest, and he didn't get his driver's license.
Right.
So he was very depressed. But like, he tried two or three times, and he was 82, and he was very depressed. We found out the thing he was depressed about was that he was going to miss Coffee Row at the Golden Mile Classic. So we talked to him about the handicap bus, and then he found out, oh, I could just go on the handicap bus, and his whole mood changed to just being able to get to Coffee Row Monday through Friday.
That's it's so telling, hey, the importance of that, because it's the social connection. It's all of those things. All of those things. Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks for joining the conversation. 1-877-332-8255. There's a couple of people on the text line suggesting Coffee Row means something different if you're in small town Saskatchewan versus a bigger urban center. Well, I mean, certainly I can think of examples of both. Growing up in a small town and still going back and spending a lot of time in my home community, I can picture what that Coffee Row is like. But there's lots of them in the cities, too. The number of people that regularly meet, I know when I was back in my working days with the police service, I would quite often go for a breakfast meeting. If I was meeting the mayor or somebody for breakfast, we'd meet at Nikki's Cafe. And inevitably, I got to know some of the people that were in there, because they were in there every morning having a cup of coffee, you know, two or three friends getting together, may or may not be having breakfast. Just, It's quite interesting. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of texts coming in. Lots of phone calls coming in. In fact, we'll go back to the phone lines. I want to grab this call from Bev in Saskatoon. Do you participate in Coffee Row, Bev?
You know what? I don't, but we live on an acreage just outside of Saskatoon, and I have a special needs daughter. And so starting 30 years ago when we moved out to our acreage, she was big into horses. She was about 10 years old, and we would go to the Grasswood Esso, where kind of all the locals would have their coffee room. We'd have breakfast there. But my daughter would go around to the tables and speak to all the old guys, all the old farmers, ranchers. They were her horse people, and she would talk to them, and they were so kind and wonderful to her. And she would, like, and they'd ask about her, and they'd see her come in, and they'd, Jocelyn, and, yeah, anyways, her name was Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was so, they were so wonderful.
I love it.
And I loved them all. It was just a fabulous place.
It's a community. There's no doubt about it. It's a community. And Bev, thank you for sharing that story. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. I'm going to come back. I'll take more of your stories. There's a number of texts that are coming in. 1-877-332-8255. Are you a Coffee Row goer? Do you belong to a Coffee Row group? Do you meet regularly? Is it the same group? Have you been doing it for years? It's a hot commodity, and I'm getting proof on the text line that it's not just rural Saskatchewan. Lots of people giving me examples of the urban center Coffee Row and what that looks like as well. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Drink our coffee. Couched in our indifference, like shells upon the shore, you can hear the ocean roar in the dangling conversation.
We're talking about Coffee Row this morning. You belong to a Coffee Row crew, or do you stumble upon one every once in a while? I love the text I got from Blair in Saskatoon. He says, you know, I don't go to Coffee Row because I'm still working every day, but when I go in to get my coffee in the morning at the Tim Hortons at 8th and Cumberland, there's a group of elderly gentlemen there very early in the morning having coffee, tables and chairs pushed together, so they're all sitting together. They seem to be having such a good time. I call them the Soggy Bottom Boys. He says, Blair says, I can't wait to have the time to meet good friends every morning and enjoy some spirited conversation. Thanks for the text, Blair. I mean, that is what it's all about, right? Just getting together, having a cup of coffee, talking about whatever's topical. And hey, I got to give a shout out to my buddy Todd in Big Sky, who texts in all the time. He says, Todd in Big Sky here. I'm on the grater every morning having coffee with you, Evan, making my Windrose coffee. And thanks so much. That, I mean, this is actually like, and I've said this before, it's kind of like Saskatchewan's Big Coffee Row. We come together, we talk about a variety of things, all of which are topical. Could be Blue Jays, go Jays tonight, by the way. Could be Riders, whatever it is you want to talk about. And it's so good. I mean, the notion of getting together and just having a cup of coffee, visiting with someone. I see a text here from Melissa saying, I work with people with mental health, and I'm loving the conversation, especially in terms of reducing risks for and increasing protective factors for people. What a cool idea. I think coffee does that. Coffee Row does that for people. It reduces that isolation. Look at the example we just had. The fellow that called in and said his father was most worried about losing his license because he didn't want to miss Coffee Row. And I know they have Coffee Row happening in numerous locations in Esteban, Saskatchewan. Norma, where's your go-to spot?
Well, I worked with Royal Bank for 25 plus years and lived all over the province. Anyway, we have a weekly group that gets together for lunch. And if you make it, you make it. If you don't, you don't.
Right.
But we solve all the world problems, all the bank problems, and we keep in touch.
So it's a bunch of former coworkers then, is that right?
It is.
I love it. I love it.
It's retirees, and the people they know, we get to know through them. And, it's a great weekly outing, and I love it. It's a connection. I don't miss the work, but it's still a connection to my former employment.
Such a good way of putting it. Isn't that right? I mean, I know there's a lot. In fact, a friend of mine, Bob, who used to work for the Regina Police Service, he's very good at getting retired Regina Police veterans together for a cup of coffee. He'll pick a spot on a random morning. Usually it's the morning, so sadly I am very seldom able to go. But Bob Koraluk will send out this message saying, hey, we're getting together at, you know, at A&W or Tim Hortons or wherever. And they'll get sometimes 30 people show up for a coffee, but just a bunch of colleagues used to work together, haven't worked together for years. I know Sastel, I've got a friend that works, who's retired from Sastel. They do that on a regular basis as well. 1-877-332-8255. Here's another message. Gerald says, in Canistino, there's Coffee Row Monday to Friday, 8:30 till probably 10-ish at the Half Century Club. A group of probably 8 to 12 regulars there, a great place to catch up on the news, solve the world's problems. Catch up on probably a little gossip, I'm guessing. I mean, that's the place to go if you want to hear what's being talked about and maybe not be talked about yourself. I don't know. Maybe you got to make sure you're going to Coffee Row. Kathy and Osler, I know we know the servers by name and they know ours at our local Tim Hortons. Absolutely love that. Thank you for that. Brett says, Evan, I like how you said supper instead of dinner. I always say supper. I don't even think about it. A bit off the topic of what we're talking about, but I was staying in my dad's Coffee Row. It used to be 8 o'clock at night. They used to like to go in after supper, meet, have a, yeah, it was good. This is a good conversation. Thanks to everyone that weighed in. Thanks to all the texts that we got, the calls that we got on it as well. And again, the book is called Conversations Over Coffee, volumes 1, 2, and 3, a compilation of great Saskatchewan stories. Jana Dutton put this together. You can email her, jana@janadutton.com, if you're interested in getting copies of these coffee books. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.